You're listening to the audio production of Out of the Cave, Stepping into the Light When Depression Darkens What You See by Chris Hodges, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Mark Smeeby. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. This book is dedicated to Rick Bizet. For more than 25 years, you have been a faithful and trusted friend. Our constant conversations always encourage me. Your positive spirit always lifts me. You are a gift to me from God. My prayer is that everyone could have a friend like you to help them out of the cave. Foreword by Rick Warren, founding pastor, Saddleback Church, author, The Purpose-Driven Life. Sometimes you have to experience darkness before you appreciate the light. I was reminded of this truth during power outages not long ago at home in California. Some blackouts were planned as a measure to prevent the spread of devastating wildfires, while others resulted from fluctuating energy supply and increased consumer usage. But regardless of whether we expected electric power to shut down or got caught off guard, we all knew the frustration, discomfort, and inconvenience of finding ourselves in the dark. Emotional, psychological, and spiritual darkness is even more unsettling. We lose our anchor points and become disoriented, uncertain of which direction leads us forward. Worry and doubt cloud our thinking as fear and anxiety shadow our feelings. Uncertainty, dread, and despair replace the security, joy, and hope we once knew. Worst of all, we often feel powerless to escape our pain and wonder why God feels so far away. Depression is the word often used to describe our struggles in these times of darkness, usually a catch-all for many kinds of mental illness. But identifying the problem doesn't necessarily help us find the solution. Despite the increase of diagnosing and treating depression, the stigma still lingers, even among people of faith. Followers of Jesus, however, should be first responders to those battling the darkness of depression. We should be compassionate facilitators of hope and healing, following the example set by Christ during his time on earth. The church should be a primary resource for eradicating the stigma and serving those in need of treatment. We've stigmatized mental illness and depression for far too long. It's not a sin to be sick, and your character isn't defined by your chemistry. Your identity is not based on your illness. Your brain, like your heart or lungs, is just another organ in your body. Christians can suffer depression and mental illness just like they experience a toothache, broken bone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?